This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Rome bans sitting on Spanish steps, puzzling hot, tired tourists. Dateline Rome, you can walk up and down Rome's famed Spanish steps all you want, but don't try sitting down to take in the moment anymore, because police, they're going to shoo you away with a whistle and threaten you with a fine. City authorities have imposed a new ban at the site. Beloved of tourists and immortalized in the 1953 romantic comedy Roman Holiday with Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn, they say too many people sit down for too long, obstructing the steps for others, or stop to eat lunches from nearby fast food joints. Now, not everyone was happy with the attempt to restore order, which began this week, saying, "I think it's ridiculous, silly." That's what Thomas Atkins, an American tourist from Seattle, said as he watched police blow whistles for people to move on, saying, "You're going to rest for a little while on the stone anyway, and you eventually move along." Now, one of Italy's best-known art critics called the move fascist-like. Fines for those who do not obey police range from 140 to 400 euros. That's $180 to $450. But so far, no signs have been put up informing tourists of the ban, leaving police a lot to whistle about. Italian tourist Federico Guerini from northern Italy said he agreed with the ban. He said, "I know it'll bother some people, but you could see something like this coming. There were a lot of disrespectful people who were taking pieces of monuments, so a bit of protection won't hurt." The 135 steps were built in 1726 to link the piazza with their base in the Church of the Most Holy Trinity at the top of Pinicio Hill. Italians know them as La Scalinata, the staircase, reference to the church at the top. In English, they're known as the Spanish Steps because the Spanish Embassy to the Vatican is located near their base. So no sitting on the steps anymore, you dirty tourists. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Here is a wonderful example of people being super self-centered and ruining it for everyone. Because this is new. And it's new because clearly people had been sitting there for incredibly long periods of time, taking selfies, flipping through their cell phones, gnawing through their lunch, blocking the steps and making it a bit of a pain in the ass for everybody. So somebody had to do something. And now something's being done. And now we're going to complain about it. But this is what happens when you are completely oblivious to everything around you. Something has to be done. I see it all the time. People walk with their heads down. They're looking at their cell phones. They have no regard for anyone but themselves or anything but what they're doing. They don't look around. They're not taking things in. And that happens everywhere. So you know what's happening in this tourist area. Now, as far as people stealing parts of monuments, I don't know about how that factors into the steps at all. And the other part of it is maybe put up a sign. Because now all you're doing is you've got the cops out there. Now, is there no crime in Italy? You've got nothing better to do than stand around those steps and blow whistles at tourists? That has to suck for everyone. Now, granted, maybe it scares away the pigeons a little bit more than you would normally expect. But can you imagine making the trip to Italy? You're in Rome. You're walking these stairs. You're taking in the moment with your loved one. And it's just, it sounds like a weirdly refereed basketball game with the whistles going all the time. People, let's start paying attention to what's going on around us. And let's stop making it about just ourselves. Because that's how this sort of thing happens. And then somebody's got to do something. And all the crying in the world won't make it better. So quit being so self-absorbed. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.